So, right before the month of Tishrei begins this coming week, I'm going to quote a Gemara that we'll see how applicable this Gemara is today, and how real it is, and how the Shulchan Aruch might yes quote it and might not quote it. So it says like this, Baba Kama 113a, Kuf Yud Gimel Mal, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yavinan Zimna, we do not summon people to court. If the Bezdin is getting together and they send an Azmana, they do not summon people to appear in court. When? B'yoyim Denisan, in the month of the... We'll know what B'yoyim means. Either the days of Nisan, the month of Nisan, it's a machloikas. Loi B'yoyim Denisan, v'loi B'yoyim Tishrei. Not in the month of Nisan, not in the month of Tishrei. Article on bottom says, quoting Rashi Shita, grain is harvested in Nisan and grapes in Tishrei, if you didn't know this. So since it's a month of harvest, people are busy, machan aleben, people are trying to make gelt. They have to make money, so you can't tell people to come to court. It's not yashrus. So far it says, Amr lo yavin lo yavim nisim lo yavim tishrei. That's Rashi interpretation. Rabbi Yehuda does not finish yet. When else does the court not summon people to show up? He finishes up. Lo yavim mali yomtif, not on Erev yomtif, lo yavim mali Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos either. So if you, when did the courts not set up people to come? They don't send you, that means the preacher says obviously, by the way, there's no hazmana means, not that there's no hazmana in Nisan for Nisan. Right now, in the middle of the summer, you have a court case coming up. You tell the Bezdin, I want this guy to come to court. In the middle of the summer, now it's only 3 days before. Let's say it's 2 months before. No, you can't send an Azmana and open the courts for a Shoshana time. Yom Yud Nisan and Yom Yud Tishrei. Open Gemara. And also, by the way, Loi Erev Shabbos, Loi Erev Yomtiv, not Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtiv either. Gemara adds on to show that even though Rabbi Yehuda made one statement with four, he made four places. Nisan, Tishrei, Erev Yomtiv, Erev Shabbos. Four things in one under the heading that we don't summon. He, by the way, right away said, by the way, it's not all exactly the same. Why? Avo minisa, he might say clarification, as Oscar's good word is. Minisan, Labas said, yeah, minisan, yes. If you're in the middle of Nisan, and let's say the courts are open, and the guy walks in and says, I want to get this guy to court, they could send an Azmana to appear after Nisan. That's fine. You could send the middle of Tishrei an Azmana to appear after Tishrei. Because again, according to Rashi, it's very simple. But it says as long as it's not, but Erev Shabbos, you can't do it. No, Erev Shabbos, it says you can't do it because then it just says, Loi Kavina, my timer, it's preoccupied with the work of Shabbos. So Rashi explains why he will forget. It's an interesting thing. That means we cannot set up the courts for these four time periods. Nisan, Tishrei, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. But during these times, two of them, we could tell someone else to show up a later time. So you can walk over to the guy in the middle of Nisan and say, come on Sivan, come in the summer. But Erev Shabbos, you don't, and Erev Yom Tov, you don't even talk to the guy at all. Why don't you talk to that at all? So the Gemara says he's too preoccupied. Now, it doesn't say with what. Obviously, Erev Shabbos. He's so preoccupied that he's going to forget about it. So if he gets the Azmana Erev Shabbos, what is he busy doing Erev Shabbos? He's screaming at his wife. He's trying to clean the house. He's busy doing all these things. So what does he do with the ticket? Puts a ticket in his pocket. He forgets about the ticket until what? Then he doesn't come to court. Everyone's screaming at him. So within the four statements, the Gemara already clarifies right away and separates between two and two. And it sounds like a minor difference, but it's going to be later on. Hopefully, we'll come with a tremendous nafkmina that you see already. The Yehuda, when he set up the four, it rhymes. Oh, yeah, four time periods that you don't do it. But within the four, I right away separate. That two is the courts are not even sending, and all four that you're not receiving, not open. And it's a vague terminology. So that's what it starts out right now. What's the reason? So we quoted Rashi. Rashi says simple reason on the first two, coming up in 3 days from now, the reason why you don't have people show up to court during Nisan and during Tishrei, because they're busy. They're busy working. Okay. Is it an issue when the courts are closed? Not so sure yet. That means, let's say, two people decide our jobs are not that busy. We have easy jobs. We're Yerushim. We can show up to court. Are the courts open and available? According to most interpretations, the courts are open and available. We're not going to summon the guy who's busy. But if you want to say you're not busy, and you want to come to court, we don't have a problem with that. There are certain days the courts are closed. These days the courts, it's not an issue that the courts are closed. The issue is we're being nice to the plaintiffs. We're telling the plaintiffs, listen, you don't have to show up on time. Why? Because you're busy. But if you choose to show up, okay. You tell me you're not busy, you're allowed to show up.
Defendants, both sides.
Well, obviously both sides have to be. Well, no, courts don't meet one side. Courts don't meet one side.
You said plaintiffs. I said plaintiffs and defendants.
I meant plural, yes. They don't show up on one side. So that's Rashi's reason. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, offers a different reason. Rashi again said the reason is because it's a work month. The Rambam, I think I saw Oscar quoted here actually. The Rambam says a different reason.
It's a work month because of the Yom
Tov? No. Grain is harvested in Nisan and grapes are harvested in Tishrei. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam says, oh, they don't even say, they say, see Rambam.
What if you live in the city?
Oh. So the Rambam's reason he says is what? The Rambam says the reason is people are busy with Yom Tov. They're tired of Yom Tov. So if you have a guy who's going away, he's off on Yom Tov, then again, he could show up to Shul and say, he can show up to the court and say, listen, I'm not busy this Yom Tov. I'm not working. I'm off on Yom Tov. Then maybe it's allowed. But the Rambam's reason is different than Rashi's. And we'll see Nafkaminis. Rashi's reason is because people are busy with agricultural work. That's what Rashi quotes, specifically agricultural work. And Israel's question is going to be asked in a second. And the Rambam is busy with, people are busy with Yom Tov itself. So, but if you start with this Gemara alone, you start with a simple thing. We have four time periods that courts don't do it. And we have two different reasons. Why am I bringing this up now, besides being Tishrei? Potentially, we have a kasha from an open Mishnah Berurah. Probably one line nobody thinks about. In Tafresh Beis, 602, it talks about the Sidre Yimei Tshuva. So, B'chol HaYomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Shulchan Aruch, Mar B'Metzilas V'Tachnunim, Yemar B'Metzilas V'Tachnunim, and that day, you do extra davening. Okay. And then it's saying different things we have to do, Vidui, whatever, we're not talking about that now. If we say Avinu Malkeinu, then it says like this. By the way, Ein Noisnim Cherim. We don't put a Cherim on a person. That means if someone didn't show up to court for a million reasons, we don't put a Cherim during these days. They're days of judgment. And we're not going to have the Bez and Shalmata start judging a guy unfavorably. It's not a smart idea. We get the Cherim, quoted from Naril, Ein Mashbim Odom Bebezdin Arach Yom Kippur. Not talking about Nisan, just the 10 days here. Until Yom Kippur, we don't tell a guy to swear. Why? The Pashtus, did he say the reason I remember correctly? He says, doesn't say why, but the Pashtus reason is we don't want people making b'choshes so the guy won't swear correctly. This time of period, we're going into Kol Nidre, we're taking our word seriously, no oaths. Now, Mr. Brewer right away says, by the way, no swearing, but I want to tell you something. V'al kaponim, even though we don't tell a guy to swear in court, mitzvah lishpat lahitzik zeil metachat yadam. Listen, don't be crazy. If the guy has a monetary court case going on, we don't want gazelle in someone's house by Yom HaDin. So the courts should sit down and try to work things out and make sure nobody's a ganef anymore. So here you have an open Mishnah Berurah saying that you're supposed to have the courts open during the Seder Shmei Tshuva. Don't swear. That's swearing. We avoided oath. Oath's already too much, but the court should be open.
Why not close it already anyway?
But you don't see anyone, I didn't see anyone yet, asking on the Mishnah Berurah a very serious question. What do you mean the courts are mitzvah lishvot? The Gemara says, the Rambam gives you a reason, and the Rashi quotes a reason that we don't have courts open on the whole month of Nisan. What do you mean the courts are open, no swearing, Mishnah Berurah, during the 10 days? No courts at all during the 10 days. You know why no courts during the 10 days? No courts the whole Yom Tov. It says, B'yayim the Tishrei, you're out. So the one fake answer you can give, first answer, could be like what Israel was hinting at. Israel said, listen, in the old days, when it was an agricultural society and people were busy with agriculture, and I don't know farming, but I guess if you miss, what was the word, harvesting the grapes in Tishrei, it's bad news. The wine becomes vinegar, so we can't take a break. So we tell guys right away, no, come to court. But it means if you don't have an agricultural society, maybe, like today, like the Mishnah Berurah, could be there's no such thing. And there's no answer. According to the Rambam, that the reason is because you're tired of Yom Tov. We want people to be busy with Yom Tov and the Chanami. So the courts are closed. We don't want to do it. Mishnah Berurah is saying mitzvah lishvot. So we could answer easily. It's very unlikely, though, that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that Halacha of mitzvah lishvot is because he's going according to Rashi. And Rashi rules it's totally in agriculture. And if it's totally in agriculture, it might not apply today. Now, just in case you think, wow, that's a huge kula to come up with, that Rashi says an open Gemara, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat, not in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, not by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but in Chayshe Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch says, by the way, close the door on Yom the Nisan Yom the Tishrei, close the door, so what's going on here? Mishnah Berurah is saying ignore it? It comes out very fascinating, because the Rif is vague. The Rif just writes the Halachas, and the Rif quotes the Gemara without a reason. And the Rif says these words. When he quotes from Yehuda's Gemara, he says, we quoted the word of Yehuda said, what? We don't send summons when Nisan and Tishrei. He adds on Nisan, Tishrei, and Sivan. How does it come up with Sivan? So right away, one of the Rishonim says, easiest answer, Judd always says this, mistake in the print. Take out the word Sivan. I'm not saying this. The preacher quotes a Rishon saying, take out the word Sivan. The Rif says the word 3 months. We have 2 months. The Rif says 3 months. Take out the word. Yeah, extra word, it's a mistake, typo. We have many typos. Maybe it should have said Samach Yud for Simon, and it said Sivan, someone made a mistake. He said, take out, there were no such thing as Sivan. But others...
say the Rif 3 months?
He says 3 months. 3 months that no courts. Instead of the 2 months.
Did he say Nisan Sivan Tishrei? Or did he say Nisan Sivan Tishrei? And did he use this term 3 months?
No, he just quotes the Gemara and adds on the word.
Adds on the word.
So the first people want to say, just ignore the word. That's always easy. Others want to say, wait a second. No, it goes according to Rashi. The Rif didn't give a reason. So the Rif goes according to Rashi. It's totally in agriculture. And yes, in Rashi's area, I'm going to make this up now, in France, we harvested grain in Nisan and grapes in Tishrei. And the Rif, who lived in North Africa, he also had, make it up, I'm making up, walnuts in Sivan. So the Rif's added on the month Sivan because he's going Rashi's reason. If the reason why you're not allowed to have the courts summon people during this time is because people are busy with agricultural work, it depends on where you are located. If you're located in a place that has an extra month of harvest, extra month. On the flip side, if you're located in America where none of us here have any farming tools available, then in the Chanami, you'll be open. So maybe you could say, my point was, maybe you could say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he wants it very simple. The reason why nowadays it's a mitzvah, Lishpoit, why is there a mitzvah to have the courts open and judge people? He says, of course, we want to get gzeil out of people's hands. Courts are closed. Oh, courts are closed when? In Farmingdale, whatever that is. When people are farming, maybe they're closed. In the regular cities, of course, they're open. And that would explain, according to Rashi, it's a kula and a chumra. The kula is nowadays, the halacha might not be that much applicable. And the chumra is, if it's applicable 3 months a year, if harvest takes 3 months a year, then no summons during 3 months a year. According to the Rambam, it's telling the Yom Tif, nothing to do with each other. So according to this explanation, you have a way out to explain. Again, our kash is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Lishpait, we have open Gemara saying there's no Mishnah Lishpait. Others want to say,
the whole thing you're talking about right now, what's about the Shemaya?
Meaning?
The whole thing we say, we're not allowed to Mishpah, is, you know the word, they say, Din, Rachman, the 9 days, they're also allowed to say they don't go to court.
Right.
Why? Because he didn't see Din. This is Papa Yehuda.
Yeah.
But Papa Shemaya is no such a thing.
So I just this week reminded something I wrote in one of my svarim. I showed my father, my Rebbe here this week. It's a fascinating thing. There is a suffix. We're not going to talk about this. Maybe next week. There's a suffix, an obvious question. The Gemara discusses. We keep outside of Eretz Yisrael 2 days Yom Tov. 2 days Yom Tov. Why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov? A question on the calendar, whatever it is, why it's irrelevant for this conversation. Every Yom Tov we keep 2 days. No. You know what we don't keep 2 days on? Yom Kippur. Nobody fasts 2 days Yom Kippur. And the Gemara quotes that there was, Machloikas, who was, Rav or Rabbah, that he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Maybe in Japan, right. But we don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur. The most simple explanation why we don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur is because unrealistic. Which would mean if you have a person, which there are many people, I would say, who can fast easily for 2 days, once they take that coffee pill before Yom Tov, then maybe they should Einachanami fast 2 days. I don't know. But the simple reason is that you don't do 2 days. But the base of Ephraim Margolis, he says a fasting in Chiddush. He says that Rava and Rabba's whole cheshbon, which we can't go into right now, was totally on when Kiddush HaChodesh was. He didn't fast 2 days because he wasn't sure when Kiddush HaChodesh was. And he says over there that why he fasted, because it said like this, if the real Klape Shemaya, it came out on the ninth day that we celebrate, the ninth day of Tishrei, as Yom Kippur in this world. But in Shemayim, they made a mistake on the astrological signs, and they saw the moon, they were wrong on the moon. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge on the next day. Klape Shemaya? You go with Klape Shemaya, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mind-blowing Kiddush. That means the whole world is fasting on 9, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Yom Adin on 10. And I showed my father, Rav Chazgiz says, Ken is 9. Once down here decides, in Shemaya they follow. But we have Machloikas, early Achroinim, 1700, 1800 Achroinim, they have Machloikas, if they did the wrong calendar, they got the calendar wrong, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu follow our din or not? So according to some, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow our din anyway, which I think most people's first instinct would be. Or you have the Ephraim Mazal Margolis, that's not someone to play around with. And he says, no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the real astrological signs. He knows when the new moon begins. And he judges on that day what you do. I don't know, you're preparing. That's going down here. Atam Afilu Shoygim, Atam Afilu Mezidim means what? It means we're not considering anyone down here, Michal Shabbos. That's what it means. That means if when the system is set up and we made a mistake, Atam Afil Shoygim, that we judge on this world. The guy's not Machal Shabbos. He's not Machal Yom Tov. And he's supposed to fast on that day, and he's supposed to eat matzah on this day and sit in the sukkah on that day. He's not Eivabal Toysev. But what is going Klapish Shmaya is something else. Klapish Shmaya, this massive Chiddush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever he does. And whatever we're doing down here is Spielmachin.
Wait a minute. What about Torah Lo Bashamayim? We do what we
Again, we're not necessarily going to be punished because we're Michal Yom Tov. That means all of us who are fasting, if it happens on the 9th of Tishrei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the wrong day, because he knows it's really Klapei Shmai, the 10th of Tishrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us on the 10th of Tishrei, but he won't judge us for being Michal Yom Kippur, because that's what we're supposed to do down here. He'll judge us for the rest of the year.
According to that, you're not doing
tshuva
on a day that's mesubah for
tshuva. Yes, I'm not saying it's easy to fully understand. I'm talking about being punished. Atam mefil shogeg means that. So I'm not sure what your question was. So yes, we have a concept in this world that we're being judged. But in this world of being judged, again, the Mishnah Berurah's lesson was that we want to get the gezel out of people's hands. He actually adds on your words, which is interesting. He got it right, Kush, because it says like this. He says, Mishnah Berurah says, "V'al kapana mitzvah lishoit." It's a mitzvah to judge in these days, even though we're saying, "What are you talking about?" Lahoitzik zeil matachas yadoi, and then he says, "Uchesheyesh din lamata ein din lamala, ein din lamala." That means when we do the right business, this is an easy way to understand it. When we're taking care of business down here, we have order to society. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is easier upstairs. So he's saying, according to Mishnah Berurah, I didn't say it before because it wasn't so relevant, but it means that we should be having din. Back to how we started this whole thing. We have Mishnah Berurah saying we should have dinim during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We should not be swearing. That's not Mishnah Berurah. That's the Redi Ramah. Don't make oaths. Don't swear. Don't make a cheirim. Don't excommunicate someone. But avada, we do a din down here. Why? Mishnah Berurah gives one or two reasons. Either make sure gzeil is not in people's hands. Either this new concept of yesh din lamata, ein din lamala. And we're asking samakasha. What do you mean yesh din? We have an open halach in the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat and Hilchas Dayanim, which the Gemara quotes, that says, yoyim the Tishrei, yoyim the Nisan, there's no bezdin at all. The courts shut the doors. What are you talking about? If the courts shut the doors, what are we saying we have a case here for? So the first answer we gave is we're going to say, maybe, based on Israel's idea, it's a machloikas Rashi and Rambam, if that law would apply today. The halacha applies today. But it only applies practically when there's an agricultural society. If there's no agricultural society, it doesn't practically apply. I'm not saying the lacha doesn't apply. The lacha is not practically applicable. So according to the Rashi, you'd say, just like you'd be adding on a potential month in Sivan, maybe if you go to the south of the equator in Brazil, it would not be Nisan and Tishrei. It would be big south of the equator. It would be Kislev and Av. For agriculture, then in the Haram, you wouldn't do it. Because Rashi's saying it's totally in agriculture. And therefore, nowadays, you'd open up the courts during these 10 days. And that we gave one afternoon between Rashi and the Rambam would be, practically speaking, does it apply? Then we quoted this riff. And we quoted the riff, again, going with Rashi. But it happens to be that even though I told you the riff, who says 3 months, not two, we explained it according to Rashi, that it means there's 3 months of agriculture. The Beis Yosef, 1500s, Shulchan Aruch says, by the way, the riff is going like the Rambam. Don't think the riff goes like Rashi. No. Rashi is not negay. The riff goes got the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said the reason why we don't have courts open at Tishrei and Nisan is because of the Yom Tov. Riff held. Guess what? We have another Yom Tov. You know what the other Yom Tov is? Shavuos. So of course you don't have the courts open during Sukkot time month. You don't have the courts open during Pesach time month. And since I'm adding on to Beis Yosef, but I think that's what he means. Since the first 6 days of the month of Sivan are preparing for Shavuos, the riff will say, Shavuos, Sivan, you're off also. The Rambam says no, the Rambam says too, because I hold what? Sivan, what do you prepare for Sivan? The women are preparing, making a cheesecake. What are you preparing? You're hopping a nap air of Yom Tov, but you don't prepare anything. So the Rambam and riff would hold the same reason. The reason why you're shutting down the court systems is because of Yom Tov. But they have machloikas. What Yom Tov does that include? Does it include the Yom Tov of Shavuos or does not include the Yom Tov of Shavuos? That would be machloikas. How do you look at the word Yom Tov? Similarly, so that would be how to judge the riff. Another nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam of what the reason is behind the halacha. The halacha again states we close the months, close the courts during these months. Is the reason agriculture? Is the reason Yom Tov? Is the Shach adds in three words when he says it. When the Shach on the side of Chosh Mishpat quotes the halacha says we close the courts in Nisan. We close the courts in Tishrei. He adds on until the end of Yom Tov. Why? What do you mean? What do we read here? The Gemara doesn't say such a phrase. The Gemara says very vague. We said before, Yoima de Nisan and Yoima de Tishrei. Simple interpretation will mean the entire month. The Shach is saying, what do you mean the entire month? If the reason is going to be agriculture, okay, that would make sense the whole month. You might actually a third month on. You might have no months on in today's society. Okay, agriculture, we figure it out. There's no such thing ad yomtiv. There's not totally yomtiv. But according to the Rambam, that the reason why we shut off the court system for these 2 months is because of the Yom Tov, then it makes sense. When Sukkot is over, what are you going to say? I'm busy what? You're not busy. Yom Tov's over. not busy, the courts reopen. That's what the Shach says. The Shach adds on, doesn't say I'm going with the Rambam, but he adds on until Yom Tov is over. So we have not only Machloikas, Rashi and Rambam, and the reason, we now have Machloikas on how to interpret the Rif, and we now have a practical difference in the months of the year, and a practical difference until when. But just because you think it's that easy, it is not that easy. Why? Because others want to learn that even according to the Rambam, this is free of the sources, even according to the Rambam that is Tali and Yom Tov, the Prisha brings us down, so we're talking 1500s, 1600s, even according to the Rambam, that the reason is because of Yom Tov, the words of the Gemara are the entire month, and it means the entire month. Why? Because just like you have a pre-Yom Tov rush to set up the Yom Tov, you have a post-Yom Tov rush. When was the last time you took out all the dishes, Matzah Yom Tov, to get all the other dishes back in? That takes a lot of time. So they want to say, and Matzah Sukkos, and Oil Regular, well, there's nowadays, the Matzah Yom Tov as well. So even they want to say, even according to the Rambam, it applies to the entire month as well. Now the Prisha said, unbelievable, he said, because you could be tarred with Yom Tov post-Yom Tov, and then he adds on even more wild idea, that you could be tarred in paying back your debts. Yom Tov cost a lot of guilt. So since Yom Tov cost a lot of guilt, from right after Yom Tov till the end of the month, you're trying to gather the money together to pay off Yom Tov. The credit card bills are coming in. So because of that, we close the courts the whole Yom Tov. Mach geld, don't be busy coming to court. The whole month, even according to the Rambam. Again, on the simple interpretation, we're going to say, according to Rashi, it's agriculture, avada the whole month, and we could rotate months. It might be Nisan Tishrei, it might be Sivan, might be Tammuz, depends on what you're growing in your fields. And according to the Rambam, it would be these 2 months, and it would be until the end of the holiday. But you can, not me, real people say no. Even according to the Rambam, it goes throughout the entire month as well because there's this post-month, post-Yom Tov, not letdown. What's the word? Tircha, post-Yom Tov Tircha. So that goes as well. Now, this is what I wanted to also discuss here. Very important. So it says, he said 4 time periods. You don't send summons, Yom Tov Nisan, Yom Tov Tishrei, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. And we said, according to the Rif, when it says, we close the months, he had a different manuscript. In the Rif it said, Yom Tov Tishrei, Yom Tov Nisan, and Yom Tov Sivan. So some want to say, what's he talking about Sivan? Agriculture, typing mistake, you could come up with all the answers. But they say they have a bigger kasha. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo Erev Yom Tov. If you're going to close the main Yom Tov of the year, the regalim, the shalosh regalim, it says Yom Tov here. The shalosh regalim of the year are Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos. So if you close the courts, lo yom de Tishrei, yo yom de Nisan, lo yom de Sivan, what's the next statement of the Gemara? V'lo yom Yom Tov. How is lo yom Tov? Of course not Erev Yom Tov. The whole month is closed. Why are you saying Erev Yom Tov? Erev Yom Tov is included in the whole month. Do I have to tell you, by the way, yom de Nisan is closed, and Erev Pesach, go burn your chametz, and we'll be closed. Now, obviously, we'll close Erev Pesach. You know why? We'll close 2 days before Pesach, 4 days before Pesach, 6 days before Pesach, 10 days before Pesach. We'll close for the whole month. What about Rosh Hashanah to Sukkos? You go build your sukkah. Yeah, of course I'm building my sukkah. The courts are closed. So what does it mean you're not going to come to court Erev Shavuos? Of course I'm not coming to court Erev Shavuos. The Rif says the whole Sivan's off. So I saw Gaval de Gabart. The Pilpul HaRifta says, just for Negev for us, when you read this Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Gimel, and it says, Loi Yavina Loi B'Yomid Nisan, Loi B'Yomid Tishrei, and Loi B'Mali Yom Tov, Mali Yom Tov means Erev Rosh Hashanah. We have a hint to a Gemara that nobody's picking up on right away, that when it says don't have courts open Erev Yom Tov, yeah, it means specifically Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur and Sukkos, you're off because of the whole month. Nisan, Pesach, off for the whole month. Shavuos, off for the whole month. Loi Erev Yom Tov means Hainu, Oscar doesn't say it, put an equal sign, Hainu Erev Rosh Hashanah. That means Erev Yom Tov. Now again, it's closed because it's Erev Yom Tov. I understand that. The Chiddush is that according to this interpretation, with the Rif, that the words is exclusively going on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Chiddush. That when you read this Gemara, you could change the words and say, Loi Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. That would be an extra knach in this Gemara, that the Gemara is talking about what's coming up next week. We'll do one more thing here. What?
Which would be
Elul. Which would be Elul, right. It's not part of the month, correct. Since Rosh Chodesh, since Erev Rosh Hashanah is not part of Tishrei. So therefore you would think you're allowed to have the courts open. You're allowed to have the courts open because it's not part of the month, which is a chiddush to say that the Torah of Yom Tovim, according to the Rambam, only is Nisan. Only Tishrei. But there's no tard for Yom Tov right now. So when the presidents, plural, tell us we're busy preparing for Yom Tov, tell them, no. Courts say you only can get away with that excuse when Tishrei begins. Pre-Tishrei building tents for food is not an excuse. That's not called tard in Yom Tov. I don't know what that's called. That's called time eating food. So there's no shaykhs to tents. Now, I'm getting now. The other thing as well I want to say is this. We said before, this will be the last thing. We said a lot tonight. We said before that if the reason why people are Torah during the month of Nisan, during the month of Tishrei, but we said that if both sides agree to come to court, we'll allow them in. We don't have work to do. We're okay. You're allowed to do it. But the Gemara, what I said before is this. The Gemara starts out with four statements. Tishrei, Nisan, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. And right away the Gemara says, by the way, they're not exactly the same. Why? We said before, during Nisan and during Tishrei, we could send you the Azmana to come later. But Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, we can't send you the Azmana, which means all four are not equal. They're divided by twos. Two of them, you're allowed to summon people for a later date, and two of them, you cannot. Which means right away, the four are separated. There's another separation as well. Because if two people want to say that we're willing to come to court Erev Shabbos, we're willing to come to court Erev Yom Tov, when you look around, it seems like that doesn't exist, that option. Because even though the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, the courts closed, we said before, it's not a dinner in the courts, it's a dinner in the people. The people are busy, so we tell you, you want to come, you can come. The courts aren't closed, but Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the courts themselves are closed. So if two people want to say, we want to come, we're not open. Which can mean that when it says, the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have a guy swear, we said before, the courts are open during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The Gemara says, not. We gave Rashi's teretz, new teretz. The courts are open for people who want to come. Only in Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, the courts are physically closed. But during Yom the Tishrei, Yom the Nisan, the courts are open if two people want to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah is hinting to us that, by the way, the courts are open. Mitzvah-ish, right? It's a mitzvah to do it. Even though the Gemara says, don't do it. Yeah, that means we can't force a guy to come to court. He can claim I'm busy. But if you're not busy, what's your default position? Most people say default position is, okay, take a break. Go drink coffee. The courts are not really there. I'm not going. But we're saying, no, there's a mitzvah list, right? Because you don't want to have gezel in your hands. And you don't want to have yoyim adin. You want to have the din lamata, not lamala. So we're allowed to be open. It's not Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Which means you should have the courts open. And the people should say, I want to go to court. Because they should want to clear up all disagreements beforehand. And hopefully if everyone goes in to the Yom Tov with the right mindset, that they want to make peace with everybody else, and they don't want to have anyone owing their money, we'll be zaycha to the gula b'mehar b'meinu, amen.